Last from the last.
What was the one you were doing the other night?
The last.
That kind of funny
Maxwell Silverhammer
rhythm.
What? Like an old number?
Yeah.
Like an old number, yeah.
Do you like Wilson
Pickett's?
It's like Tom Lehrer, that one. Maxwell Silverhammer.
Yeah. Do you like Wilson Pickett's?
Yeah.
I do.
Have you heard it?
No, yeah, I think it is good. I was so surprised.
Yeah, it's great.
I think it's great because I was so hooked on the other version. I never thought, especially so quick.
Yeah,
so that's so gutsy to put it out so quick, I think. And this real B-A-L-L-S-Y, as we're saying on Friday, to put it out that quickly. That's very brave. You know, suck it to him, Wilson.
Yeah. The one I'm most pleased about, though, is one after 909.
What's that one?
Just the one we were doing the other day, one after 909.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic.
That's great.
Really?
Which one?
Because I really never thought of that. For,
they just
you know,
played.
The first one of the first songs we'd ever done.
Right, it was John the Rose when he was 15 or something.
Yeah. It's just, we all used to sag off every school day, you know.
Yeah.
I'd go back to my house and the two of us would just sort of sit there and write Love Me Do and Too Bad About Sorrows. And there's a lot from then, you know. So there's about 100. Mm. Songs from then that we never reckoned because they were all very unsophisticated songs. They said our love was just fun the day that our friendship begun.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no blue moon that I can see. There's never been in history. Yeah. But you know, and we thought it's too much. It's great. Mm. Yeah, they're great. And that one, we always hated the words of One After 909. Baby says to Charlie, on the One After 909, she said, "Move on, honey, I'm traveling on that line." Said, "Move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice." But they're great.
I thought it would move over. I didn't have any book, any notes.
Great songs. And the little bit where he goes to E and John, pick up my bags, ran to the station.
But
the
I mean, like,
said,
I still.
You got the wrong location.
I really love it. Like whenever on the radio, like they play Fats Domino again or anything like that. Those records. Joe
did you get
Fats Domino's fantastic.
Did you get his new album?
Fats Domino.
Fats is back. Mm-hmm.
With Thingy producing Richard Perry.
But like Tony and I were coming out in the car this morning, listening to they played Peggy Sue, and he said, "Isn't it funny how many Buddy Hollies came out after he was dead?" Like you have a lot in the can, or just nothing in the can but a lot in your head.
Mm-hmm. We've got like a. Decca have got a few of them, apparently.
Decca?
But I don't think they can...
Decca? Decca,
yeah,
the audition tapes?
Yeah. So they could probably do something with them if we kicked them. They've got live concerts at the Hollywood Bowl.
This is wild.
I heard Sergeant Pepper, I think.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Retro?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
It's that audience laughing. Just at the beginning. Just the idea that I was, you know, this will get into something like that. Once we, how near are we to getting the stuff in?
Should be in today with any of that. I've got bits and pieces coming from NBC. And George's 8-track coming, and EMI's gear should be here.
Because I haven't thought of it like a record yet, this.
Pardon?
I haven't thought of this like a record
yet. Maybe it's a good job you have.
Yeah.
Really, the idea of the record should be a live show, a live performance, you know, and that's the way you should be thinking of it. And the fact it's being recorded is rather like a, not an afterthought, but I mean, it's something.
But
you
it's like
think
that's the only thing. When I heard Sgt. Pepper last night, I thought, oh, that's what live performances could be like. You know, even though that was a lash-up, that wasn't a live performance.
Yeah.
But just the things like that, something coming on where there's a laugh. And you don't know what they've laughed at. Yeah, that was just...
Are you going to be using these amps, do you think?
Don't know. Tell us what you think of them, you know.
I think the sound is fabulous. Really good, really good. And they'd be plenty loud enough for somewhere this size.
Great. So, I mean, you just tell us what you think on that kind of scene, because, there's a couple of points where you black out on things like that, it's just like, you wouldn't think of changing the man.
Well, it's just so rare to see a group using small amps, which really people should do. Because, so few groups now have special equipment for recording. Mm-hmm. Like small amps recording, they all come in.
Why do you need small amps for recording?
Well, because big amps...
just dissipate.
...are so enormous, they have to turn them up so loud to get any decent sound out of them, the sort of sound they want.
Yeah.
It is really good for recording. This sort of thing is really... the idea.
Right, because the great sound is on the verge of distortion, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Great sound, but it doesn't actually distort.
No, exactly. You just overload the amplifier just a little bit. Mm. I don't know if you remember, but Townsend went on the Stones thing. He was using two big cabinets, and he tried using them both, but decided that he wasn't using two big speakers, they weren't distorting quite enough, so he just took one of them out and overloaded just one to get the sound.
They play very loud anyway, don't they? Who,
yeah.
Like Hendrix.
Yeah.
Morning!
Good morning. Good morning.
I won't lie, I'm not too good.
Join the club.
But like, I was wondering, what was the thing that struck me the other day? Are your ears as good and pure as they were 5 or 6 years ago? Or, like, we're talking about levels, I was talking to you about it, I forget, but like, if you play with that volume, like on stage for so long, your ears get a little poor. Is that the Cockney expression?
Oh, as you're supposed to. Ted Heath went deaf, and Beethoven did.
Yeah.
A well-known amplified musician. Well-known amplified musician.
But scientifically, they say, rumor has it that you do. If you listen to consistently to high levels, it does affect your hearing.
Mm.
But in that case, I should be deaf by now because I've done it every day for 10 years at ridiculous levels, sitting right in front of ruddy group speakers. I think what I know happens is when you start a session off with something controlling, you turn the speakers up very loud and it sounds ridiculously loud.
Yeah.
And as the time progresses,
your ears work like your pupils.
Your ears turn down. Yeah. In fact, so after about an hour of it, you're turning the speakers up more because you can't hear loud enough. It's right here, whereas they're exactly the same. I think there's like a mute in your.
That's and the only interesting thing. I met in that cream show last night. Was Jack Bruce said that someone said that kind of question to him?
Yeah. So, but he said
your ears
switch off.
Off.
Yeah, it's true. They do. They just.
And you're only hearing really private sound.
Do you sleep well afterwards?
After
being released, I wake up in the middle of the night and there's like someone playing guitar. Like if you play cards all night, you get a bit dreamy, you're flashy.
But people always used to say that. We used to do live shows all the time. Do your ears get it? You couldn't really hear. I never noticed what they said. They said it's just deafening, the sound, the amps and the screaming and that.
You get used to it. I only hear it once every 6 months.
Yeah.
And it's with you all the time. Yeah. You don't know. I mean, it never sounds that loud to me. The only thing that ever gets me now is the headphones that I'm on.
Yeah.
When they do the wrong button.
Oh, yes.
Can you kill someone like that, by the way?
Not like that, but there is a bass frequency which I don't think is capable of being got in a recording studio, which does kill.
Couldn't you put headphones on someone and just play it a lot too loud through headphones? Suddenly. I mean, I know, it's nearly happened.
What, that note? That kind of tone?
Just the track coming back. They've left it up very loud in the speakers.
Morning.
So it just comes back.
Morning.
Right in your head and just pull them off and don't do that again, Ken.
How are you?
Good morning.